Okay, we're holding here in the pasuk Doidi Shalach Ermin Acharon. So
Yeah.
until now, what has happened was, she the HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael refused to come along, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of Doidi Shalach Ermin Acharon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hand in through the hole, Umei Homer Love, and I began yearning for him. So. The big picture is what it means is there was some Hesoiris in HaKadosh Baruch Hu which set me in motion. What exactly are we talking about and so on? Okay. Doyd Yishol Pirush. Begolus Bavel. This is going on Golus Bavel. Ki Begolus Hu Behest Upon Him. K'moyisha Amru V'Anoichi Haste Aste Upon Him. So when the tkufa that we're referring to is a tkufa of being in Golus, and what's the tkufa that we're referring to that is a that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shalach Yodoi, it says V'kim Shesham Shana Shana Hoya Hapkida V'Chorav Beis Nevuchadnezzar V'Chorav Bavel. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Megillah goes through the Zmanim and says this was a Zman of Pekida, this is my Gula. Try to understand what the Zman of, what the purpose of Pekida is. It sounds like Gemara just HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying hi. I mean, there was some Hesiris and nothing happened. And so he says, this is the Bechina of Yodei Shalach Yodei Min Achor. There was some sort of Hesiris which should have awakened us. The tachlis was that to get ready for the Gulas Yisrael. This was something which should have been Me'iras. Bavel, Ki Rachim Hashem Es Yaakov, U'bocha Oid B'Yisrael, V'nicham Al Admosam. U'mei Homo Lov. So Me'i Homo Lov means somebody was desired from it. So who was the one that started? Obviously, Klal Yisrael wasn't necessary to such a darga. With Daniel, so the fact that it was mispalo, and he saw, it says that he saw that it was already Shim Shana, and it was mispalo. That is the Hesiris, milamata. I guess. The Aliyah of Ezra is, I don't know if that's considered the Seiris or not, but I can put him, Daniel, and the Psukim is, Bishnah Sachas, he brings on the bottom, I need Daniel B'nei Sibisfarim, I took a look and saw the Malas Chubashayim Shiv Mishana, but Esna Es Ponai, El Hashem Elokim Levak Eshul Tachnunim B'tsoyim B'sak Ve'ifah. And this is the whole, the Nusach that we actually say a lot of it, Mondays and Thursdays. It doesn't say in the pasuk that he saw the bavel dying and so on. It's very interesting. The Gaon says that the pekida milamala was the pekida milamala was that bavel was falling apart and so on, and this and yet here it says that the bias is charev and just as the spell that nothing has been happening. So it's almost the opposite. In other words, whereas the Goyim seems to say that the positive events happening, Bavel and so on falling apart, was the positive sign. Here it says that it is rather there's a shalom for the churban and so on. I wanted to say a pshat, possibly as follows. I mean, and this is very relevant today, I guess, Bizman Azer. People have pointed out, and this is written a lot by the more Mizrahi people, Soloveitchik and so on, that Kol Doidi Doifik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been doing extraordinary things in Israel, and it's a pchina of, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Doifik on the on our gates, and again we're ignoring it. That's sort of a taina to I guess the non-Jews, that here we have knocking on the door, And what could be more than the fact that Yisrael, the Goyim, agreed to give a Torah to the Jews, whether, however it happened, that Duma Solom got up and agreed to it, we are here, and we settled, and so on, and we're not responding to the Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to reflect back on this thing over here also.
Maybe we're not responding because we're not all moving to Yisrael, or because we're not doing teshuva.
In other words, why aren't we saying, oh, Yisrael, we saw you, we got the message, let's go and build up Yisrael, so on. Here you see the message was some sort of event, some kind of unusual event, which seems to be hastening because of going back to Gula. And yet Daniel's tefillas are just, it says these 70 years went by, and Yisrael, we're horror, we're desolate, nothing's happening, so on and so forth. So I think that is the nekuda. We our job in Golas is not to latch on to Simon and Geula Darshanim. And it's not to explain that we're already instead of Geula, because this happened, that's the reason why we're in Golas is because we weren't who we were supposed to be, and whatever we need to do is always building ourselves. That's all. The fact that Hashem Baruch Hu has a positive thing is a stronger reason to redouble our efforts. Moshama Davadema, imagine a chayla is taken to hospital and no pulse, looks like he's dead, and so on. And as they're working on him, there's a flicker of a pulse. So to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hai Mesim, he's back with us, you know, Mazel Tov. This person is still not back with us. But the fact that there was a flicker and something to it gives us the oomph to redouble our efforts. The efforts of, you know, bringing Mashiach and the Gula is not going to happen with any Sionia. It's going to happen with Kali Yisrael becoming the Ruchnik. So it was supposed to be, you know, yes. We should take note that Hashem Baruch Hu is provoking us. Hashem Baruch Hu is dangling at Yisrael in front of us. But the therefore is not to do more shtick, more bullish shtick. It's to change to someone. I saw a verse, I said over in Tisha B'Av, by that Matul Kodomansky, asked him, he was in the Kapel ghetto, and they asked him, like, Balailu Nodesh Nasa Melech, and he took Mordechai for a ride, and so on. You know, home took the ride, went back, and that's it. He said, what was the point of that? I mean, what did that add in the process? So he said, the Jews were devastated. The Jews were so shocked and broken by the turn of events, they did not have the mood, they didn't have the guts to be misfollowed. It's over. So the tefillah was lacking. He said, but now something happened that gave them a lot of hope to reverse themselves. The fact that we were privy to a Mesidus of a Nahapachu means that it gave us hope also. And he said, imagine that we walk out, you know, and we would see Kovna Rav on top of a horse, and Ralke was the German commander leading the horse and saying Koch Yosse. So we would start dominating finally. So we'd realize that there is some sort of hope over there. So what happens when you get these positive simanim is not, we should say, oh, we have a gematria, we have a remez, and we found an old Kabbalah sefer that this is Mashiach, because this was that. It's saying, you know what? Oidle of the sekhoseinu, and we need to do something about it. Irish base. Doidi shal chyori min achor. Kim shirosh and his atzalef dargol. Shal chyori min achor like shen yaisa. He thought that I wasn't moving towards him, so he moved towards me. He did something. Umei homolo. Bechena iyim b'nimshol shekoy al bayis shein. So the first marshal was that it's going on bayis mishin, and the Purim and so on, else by a shading. So we base on Migdash HaRishon HaOlam Shechina HaOlam Purim V'zeh Lifnim. So the guy says here, Gevaldike Chiddush, and the truth is, it's a big, big perspective on history. Bayis Sheni in its entirety was simply a Doide Shalach Yorim in Achor of Bayis Yorim. Was a little bit, just like Dodi Shachar means, he's not with me together, but he's showing me enough to tease me to want to get back together again. The entire Bayis Sheni never had the darg of being together like Bayis Rishon. At the best, at the most, it was a tease to help, was meant to provoke us to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Never happened. But it puts by saying by solution into a certain context.
So Rabbi, in with that understanding, so looking through the entire spectrum of all the geulas of Mitzrayim, which ultimately led, I guess, to Bayis Rishon.
Right.
Outside of Mitzrayim, so Mitzrayim, there was a lot of Yidden, and they needed, beyond extraordinary events, in order to, you know, prompt them to be chazer b'tshuva. Right. Did Kol Yisrael ever have success on that level, to be chazer b'tshuva on such a large scale? Meaning, doesn't it seem like overwhelming? There's just too many people nowadays doing whatever they want in order to have Kol Yisrael be chazer b'tshuva in such a large scale with anything other than a Yetzias Mitzrayim kind of event?
The answer is maybe partially. In the big picture, it's hard to describe something like that. Obviously, I assume if something like would have happened, we'd already be in the ruler's phase. I don't know that such a thing ever happened. But I don't know. You know, it's something that's hard to, it's hard to picture.
Because if Bayis Sheni was like was a Chatzi Geula, then fine. But if Bayis Sheni was only, you know, meant to do some to bring us to a next level, then it seems that much more difficult.
Correct, but the other hand, it helped. It's made us a like a few hundred years closer to some sort of sense of Beis Hamikdash. By his reason, we have very little recorded about what went on in the Beis Hamikdash and Avodah. By his Sheni, we have a lot more. It's a lot more recorded, known. So it's something which for us is more imminent. Also, I want to explain the word Dodi, Yodi, that he says Bifnim Bachutz. In a person's own body, the Yodayim are that which reaches out Michutzalai. I grab somebody's hand. The hand is part of me, but it's the part of me that interacts with the outsider. So if the Shechina is, if there's not a Shos HaShechina, so that means that the Pnimius of the Shechina is not there, you have Avodah. So these are all devices to connect the way a hand is. So when I want to grab something that's outside of my goof, I use my hand. So the muscle of the hand is something which is outside of me. It's able to reach out to something outside of me. But it's not me myself. It's just a by Shani Bayis Rishon. Okay. Pasuk Hey. Come to any of the doidi. We are there not for more. That's basically more. Come to any of the doidi. Which pasuk is by a kuma Russia others. Then it's our time. So there was some sort of answering. So there was some sort of actual iris. I got up and I opened up. So this is the hand they have the etzba. So it says yoda is not for more. Behind the other who is soja with Samigdash is Irish. So there was a certain amount of asiya. So the level of asiya was again Yodayim Dik, and it was Beis Hamikdash putting up the chaymis. The chaymis, the tzura of a city for Nazara. It means that you have the mokum that's sort of kodesh, kachim, etc. Pasachter ledoidi v'doidi chomak ova. Nafshi yotze v'dabri. V'kashti uv limitza siyukos adnanim. So here it says Pirush. Achas shabonis sabigdish. Because of brisam kodesh baruch hu. V'chosmo al avot. It's like doidi kodesh v'lichemya. You have the whole pasuk over there, the whole parasha, where they got together, they separated out the women, they were kilkos b'sakadosh baruch hu. But v'doy d'chamakava, pirush, ki b'migdash sheni, afal b'shkosu bris, v'hiskagat rochal bris, afal p'kein hoya chosach ha'mishet dvar, orin ur v'tumim, ruch ha'kodesh, eshal malo, u'shchina le'chazra. So I'm not sure, or he brings in a girsa ha'orin le'chazra. So I'm not sure. Lemaisa Ruach Hakodesh Shechina and Aron Vetum seem to me all the same. In other words, where was there? I mean, what's the Aron? So there's no Aron. Now what's the Shechina exactly? Well, the Shechina is the sum is or Vetumim. Shechina is Ruach Hakodesh. Not sure why it's a different thing. Vezesha Ama. In 126, he says, "Bitfus Yeshanim, Arin on Vetumim, Nevoah Eishal Ma'ala Gilishchina," and in the Gemara in Yuma it says, "Arin Kapayres Kruvim, Eish Shchina Ruach Hakodesh on Vetumim." So Arin Kapayres Kruvim is one, Eish is two, Shchina is three, Ruach Hakodesh on Vetumim. So that didn't come back. Ovar, he has Shechina she also mehen. So it's going back on the Shechina which had left them. Nafshi yotze bedaber hu ruach hakodesh shu dvar Hashem. The kashdiu haynu ha'ed, the limits of study. So all of these are things, in other words, nafshi yotze bedabroi is something I want that I didn't get. Yashiki I didn't get, but it's a seal I didn't get, cross I didn't get, and so on. So Bikashiv Hainu Ha'esh, Veloy Mitzah Sihu, Krosi Bur Vitumim Veloy Anani, Moshama it's on Vitumim Vayaneo Hashem, Pem Loi No Hashem, V'chein Bikam Mekoyim Ezei Suri Vitumim Loshna Nia. So all of these are inyanim that were missing, and the expression of it is Nafshe Yotze B'davi V'kashtiyu, Krosi, and so on. I want to explain something here. There's a common, when we speak about Shechina, that there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a Ashuras HaShechina. What exactly do we mean? There are those Rishonim who learn about an Eish, that comes out of the Ashuras HaShechina. That doesn't say it anywhere over here, so that's not the pshat. I think the pshat's like this, based on the way the Rain says it. In order for me to mark the presence of the other, I do it through response. In other words, I'm talking to you, and you respond to me. So that's when I have a sense of the other there. Sometimes some people respond in casual conversation. I say something, you get an idea. I ask a question, you answer. Some people, when I need a favor, and I say, could you do this for me? And you say yes or no. All of those are different interactions. L'mashal, the Eish on the Mizbeach was something that you put something in, it devoured it. It's not just the nais that it stayed lit and so on. It absorbs. So there's a two-way street. My connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is response. I asked in return, the return response. So the nekuda that's called Hashuas Hashchina is that the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one-sided. Normally, the relationships that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be one-sided. I ask something, that's it, I don't know. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer. I don't have a sense of answering. I can ask a question what to do, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me an idea in my head, but I don't do it. If you take a look over here at the V'lo Yadnani, all of these things over here are in Yanim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to our reaching out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responding to our reaching out is something which is his chayil. In other words, that gives me the sense of the other. It's one of the reasons why down deep tefillah. So on the one hand, we're extremely, extremely happy when our tefillahs get answered, because that's when we have a sense of the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being part of it. But if let's say a person had this, let's say this Kabbalah things would work the way you expect it to work, that in the Chavim, this, this, and this, then automatically that happens, then basically, again, I don't have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's me pressing the buttons. The idea of an Aniya, the idea of Tzosiv, the idea that I found somebody or some other is only Shayach if the other one can also say no. Without that, it's not Shayach. So the answering is what makes it, what makes the Gilui. The prerequisite for it is, it's not automatic. It's not, you know, whenever I press the right thing, it's Abonis.
Okay. So, Rabbi, how do you explain just Shechina Lechazra? Because the first four things were things where we actually saw something that indicated some sort of response. Isn't Shechina Lechazra?
The Urim V'Tumim is you have. That's a Shechina. You mean as one of those? Shechina Lechazra. Urim V'Tumim Lechazra. Urim V'Tumim Lechazra. How would you describe that as being another element? So here it's so in his gears that he brings at the bottom, instead of Shechina, he says Vigili Shechina. So that would actually be going on whatever you have, the fire or whatever it is. Okay, I'm gonna have to hold it up. Sorry.